Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of I'm Not Drunk, I'm Autistic. I'm Nara Birch. I did not process halfway through that introduction. We're doing great. Hi. So today, I wanted to talk to you about a phenomenon that I personally call getting stuck. It may be another term that other people use. I don't know. That's kind of an interesting thing about autism. There's just, I feel like since things aren't always talked about, things aren't always verbalized in like a public kind of manner, like burnout, for instance. Burnout is just now starting autistic burnout is just now starting to come to the forefront of like things that we're talking about and things that people know about. It's still not something you can get medically diagnosed with. It's still, I personally think, something that only mostly autistic people are talking about, not like doctors or teachers or other things. It's things that we personally are finding words for, but like we use different terms for things. And the thing I'm talking about today is called getting stuck. And let's just start off with the example that made me want to do this episode. So we went to Sheetz yesterday, which if you don't know what that is, because I don't know if that's just like an Ohio, Pennsylvania thing. I'm not sure. It's a gas station with like a kitchen. It sounds gross, but it's actually like a really good kitchen. Like it's some really good food. And I wanted a milkshake, and I had seen them advertised on the gas pumps outside when I went to get gas that there was a cereal killer milkshake because it's October and it's Halloween. And I was like, a cereal milkshake? Nothing to do with the fact that I love cereal killers, or like, not love them, but like, I know a lot about them and I've read a lot about them. But it had nothing to do with that. It was because it was a cereal-based milkshake with like fucking Fruity Pebbles. And to me, that just sounds like the best milkshake in the world. So I was stoked. We were going to go in. I was going to get myself a little milkshake. And lo and behold, I walk up there and apparently you can, I didn't know it at the time, but I learned it later. You can only order it through the app and not like at the little computer station. So of course this tistic up there just got stuck. And by getting stuck, I just meant I couldn't move. I couldn't make a decision. I knew I could have picked out another milkshake. I didn't want another milkshake. I wanted a fucking cereal milkshake. And I couldn't make myself move. I couldn't make myself think. Luckily, my fiance walked up to me and he noticed that something was wrong. And I just went like, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. And I get stuck a lot when I like plan things out and then they don't go to plan. It happens a lot when I'm making choices, especially when it comes to food. Like food for me, one of my favorite sensory experiences, but yet it's something that is very tainted by both my eating disorder and various traumas I've faced in the past. So if food itself can be a very difficult thing for me that I can get stuck very, very easily. I don't like it. It's scary to get stuck. It's scary when you know that you could literally just make a simple decision like choosing another milkshake and you can't. It's also, it is a little embarrassing. It really is. I'm 28 years old, right? I know I have autism. I know about the things that go on in my brain. But it's still embarrassing to be standing there unable to move because of a milkshake. It just is. Like, with people around you, life keeps going on, and I'm literally there frozen because I can't get Fruity Pebbles in a milkshake. End of the story, I got a cookie butter milkshake. It did not satisfy me. I drank half of it. And then the other half melted at work. I don't know. My eating disorder has been getting a little triggered, mostly because like before my brain was fixated on the anxiety of not having a job, not having enough money, all of that shit. And now that that's changed, my anxiety's doing that thing again where it's trying to figure out how can we affect her wherever we can. Can we make her stand for 10 minutes still because there's no Fruity Pebbles in a milkshake? Yeah, we fucking can. Can we convince her not to eat a sandwich that she bought because she's just convinced that if she takes a bite, it's going to affect her sensory issues and she's going to throw up even though she's had the sandwich 40 times in the past? Fuck yeah, we can. So I feel like a lot of the getting stuck is just that. Like, I just, my brain senses an opportunity to be like, oh, we can fuck with her for a second. Let's do it. I know, it just sucks. It really sucks. It's embarrassing. It's, especially when you're by yourself. Like, let's say I go to the grocery store and I'm doing some grocery shopping, and what I try to do is have several options in mind just in case the first option doesn't work out. But there's those days where you're fixated on one thing and one thing only, and you want that thing, and you know that if you go in there and that thing is not there, there is going to be no other options, and you're going to stand at the grocery store for 15 minutes staring straight ahead, trying to look like you're not about to cry or have a meltdown and trying to hold it back, but literally unable to move from the spot. It happens a lot. I don't like it. I know I keep saying that. It just, it's, sorry, my fiance is playing some kind of video game downstairs, something six. It has Ada Wong in it. That's what I know in zombies. I forget the name. They all sound alike, so I apologize if you hear shouting or gunfire, because that's just my fiance pulling some sick moves on some zombies. I forgot what I was talking about. I think I might make this just like a little bit of a shorter episode. I feel like I've talked about getting stuck before, but never by, like, by itself, because it doesn't really go hand in hand with meltdowns. It can precede a meltdown sometimes, but I almost feel like it's my vessel's way of trying to have a meltdown in public, because I can't have a meltdown in public. That's just not going to happen. I can't have a meltdown at the grocery store, because then the police could get called, I could get shipped off to the mental ward. Like, literally my worst fears could happen if I let myself have a meltdown in public. Not to say that if you do have meltdowns in public, there's anything wrong with you, because it's not good to hold in your meltdowns either. It really isn't. I get affected later by it in horrible ways. Like, I should not have put this off, but I did. It's just something that I've just heard stories about before, and I've heard of things happening to people who've had meltdowns in public, and my worst fears in the world are being trapped, are being stuck. Oh my God, did I just like loop it around in my own brain? Maybe that's why I hate getting stuck so much. I feel trapped. I feel trapped, and I can't feel trapped, because when I feel trapped, I immediately go back into the PTSD episodes of living with my parents and my ex-spouse. Oh my goodness, look at me trying to work on my psychology by talking to you guys and actually figuring it out. That makes sense. That makes sense why being stuck is so scary to me, because I don't like being trapped. I don't like being held hostage. Even though, funnily enough, my parents claimed I was the one holding them hostage. Little 8-year-old me holding them hostage because I had a meltdown because it was too bright in the living room. Oh God, the horror. Fuck you guys. Okay, I need to go smoke some more weed. I smoked a little bit before this, but I've been sleeping a lot later lately. Like, normally I wake up at 8, and today I woke up at 12 because I worked last night and my vessel was exhausted. So I'm gonna hang up, which doesn't make sense. Even though I'm recording from a phone, I'm gonna press the little stop button. Thank you guys for listening to me. Some tips for getting stuck. Let me see if I have any. I don't. You just kind of got to ride it through. You really do. You just got to ride it through. Eventually, it will go away. You'll make a decision. You'll be able to figure something out. Hopefully, you have a support person near you. If you don't, just know that you're doing your best. And I feel like that sucks as advice. But sometimes that's all of the, it's not even advice. It's just the truth. We are autistic. Our brains are wired in a really weird way, in a very strange way that doesn't always add up to normal human, normal in quotation marks, basic human interactions, basic human levels of abilities. It just doesn't sometimes. And just know that you're doing your best. And any autistic person, myself included, who has the fucking nerve to go outside, to go to the grocery store by themselves and surround themselves with the chances of getting stuck and all the sensory issues, you're badass. You're doing your best. And if you're not in a mental state where you can go out and do that, you're still doing your best. Like, I don't know. Just know that I'm proud of you all. I'm really proud of every autistic out there. Just know that I love you and you're accepted. And I should just stop talking now. Okay. I have two social medias. I have the Fuck You Up Fairy with underscores after each word as my normal Instagram, my regular one. And then Hearth Fairy Fibers, if you're interested in checking out any of the knitwear / embroidery that I sell. You can also just type in Nera Birch, N-E-R-A, and then Birch like the tree into Instagram, and I think it'll bring both of those up. I have an email address, theautisticpinup@gmail.com. Please reach out to me on Instagram or email. I have a Facebook too that I think is also Autistic Pinup. There's two of us on there. There's two Autistic Pinups on Facebook. I don't know. It's not that I'm running out of ideas, because I'm not. Like, autism is a very varied and constant thing. But I realized I have been doing a podcast for over, like, 2 years now, I think. And I would love it if I could get some suggestions for topics or things that you guys want to see covered. Like, I really want this to be a give and take kind of relationship here. You know what I mean? And I have a Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to donate to my podcast. And I also offer trainings and articles to write. So thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you all, and I will talk to you later. Bye.